Yeah, saw it. Well, I think it's probably a good thing for everyone. You know, I think it. There's gonna be winners and losers no matter what. I think for the large majority of people, it helps out on travel quite a bit. You know, kind of breaks it up into you know, geographically, you know, central, east, west. So I think that's a good thing for everyone travel wise and time zone wise. You know, there's a little bit of you know, people going back and forth, but I know for us it's great. You know, travel. You know, Mini and Chicago and some of those teams, you know, kind of stay in the central area. So I think it's a really good thing, and, you know, it should be pretty interesting.
There are always cities that guys like to go to more than others, but do you like the idea of doing a home and away with every team?
I think it's great. I think it's great to get not only get into everyone else's building, but to have everyone come into our building at least once. And, you know, sometimes teams, you know, the fans miss out on teams maybe they want to see. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about getting the fans the opportunity to see some of the teams and players maybe they don't see quite as much. And, you know, it should be good to mix that up a little bit.
There have been names thrown around as to potential names for the conferences. Any thoughts on what they should be?
I think ours should be called the Central because it's pretty centralized. That's as good as I can do for it. I don't know.
Your line has been so successful over the last few games. How is it that the three of you complement each other?
Well, I think we all are, you know, our biggest attribute is our speed, and I think that's the biggest thing we try to use out there. You know, just try to move north with the puck as fast as possible, and you know, you can see the way Kane is skating lately. You know, makes it pretty easy to have success out there when you have a guy like him and Litch just flying around out there. So for me, I'm just I'm trying to keep up to those two guys, and you know, trying to give them the puck as much as possible.
Can you feed off of the success that Evander has had, just as a line, whether it be you, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's our thing. We're trying to skate and get him the puck around the net. You know, he seems to be doing pretty good when he gets good scoring chances. So, like I said, I think we've created a lot of scoring chances using our speed. And, you know, obviously with the way he's putting the puck in the net, we'd be pretty smart to try to get him as much as possible.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Blake, just worried about carrying over from the last two games as a team, that intensity and focus, defensive responsibility against a team like Boston tonight. Do you see this as an opportunity to see how far you've come as a group?
Well, it's going to be a very similar game to the last two we've had. You know, Phoenix and New Jersey are they're about as tough to play against as there is in the entire league. And then, you know, Boston probably is the toughest to play against. So I think we're well prepared in that fact. You know, the fact that we've played against two really tough teams the last couple of games. And, you know, it's going to be a really tough game tonight. I don't see it being – hopefully being very high scoring. If we're going to have a chance, we got to keep it low scoring and be really responsible in our defensive zone and try to create our chances from, you know, hopefully frustrating them.
Did you take anything from the first meeting against them when you got off to a great start?
Oh, I think that's what we did. I think we were being pretty stingy. You know, we weren't giving them much. We were tracking the puck really well on the back check, and we created all of our, you know, both of our goals kind of that way, just skating back hard, you know, transition and putting it right back at them. And I think we got away from that a little bit in the second period, and you know, you really can't have any lulls against these guys because all of a sudden you're in the penalty box or you know, getting away from our systems, and then you know, bam, 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 it's a tie game or they take the lead. So it's got to be 60 minutes. It's got to be 60 minutes of you know, playing our systems.